Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. There's a dance school in Colorado where you literally feel the music. Music is felt through a vibrating floor that translates instruments and notes and songs in real time. It works for both recorded and live music.
It's like feeling the entirety of the musical experience vibrating through your body.
This floor has a specific purpose, to increase accessibility to music and dance. Contributor Stephanie Wolf picks the story up from here.
Amber Andrews started dancing at the age of 5. They fell hard for tap. Then in 2018, Andrews was diagnosed with hearing loss, and it changed Andrews' experience of dance, particularly in a class setting.
Teachers are yelling out instructions, and especially like a tap class or something where there's a lot of sound. I have a hard time picking up any music at all.
Trying to read an instructor's lips, the sounds of tap shoes on the floor, the music. Andrew says it's like the sound hits them all at once, but they're also underwater. It's overwhelming.
And so I spend a lot of time like putting my hand on the speaker in the classroom, just trying to catch where the beat starts and ends.
Then Andrews found Feel the Beat, where they now work and teach. Feel the Beat is a Denver area studio that offers inclusive dance classes for people who are hard of hearing, deaf, and really anyone. The idea is that dance and music are for all. Here, Andrews doesn't have to put a hand on a speaker.
I don't need that. I don't need an instructor to tell me where we're going. I just need a, like, you know, 5. And that's it. And I know exactly where it's at because I can feel the music through my body. I'm like hearing through my legs.
What Andrews is hearing or feeling through their legs is Feel the Beat's vibrating floor.
I think that music is so important to all of us.
This is Julia Faliano, co-founder of Feel the Beat. She helped dream up the idea of this vibrating dance floor. At the nonprofit studio in the suburb of Lakewood, Colorado, Faliano switches on the sound system.
So this is floor only right now, and it does sound a little different to the hearing ear.
She's demonstrating how the floor works.
The sound's coming through bone conduction right now, so it's not coming through the air and hitting your eardrum. It's actually coming through your skeletal system and vibrating your ossicles.
Ossicles, those tiny bones in your middle ear. Underneath the floor are 32 bone conduction transducers. Bone conduction traditionally sidesteps the eardrum and converts sound energy into vibrations that can reach the inner ear. It's similar to the technology found in some hearing aids.
If you are a person with a conductive hearing loss, this floor circumvents the broken part of your auditory system. So for them, it's like stepping on a giant hearing aid.
For those with inner ear or sensory neural hearing loss, the floor won't suddenly make it so they can hear the music.
But it does give you that full spectrum of tactile sound. And so I think depending on the skill level and the familiarity of the dancer or the child, with some explicit instruction on like, hey, slow down. Feel this beat. Can you tap this beat on your thighs? Can you tap this beat on your tummy? Like, kids definitely pick up on the rhythm.
Faliano says students also recognize whether a song is slow or fast. The Feel the Beat co-founder got hooked on the idea of accessible music through her work as a public school teacher. Throughout her career, she's worked with students who are deaf and hard of hearing. And during her first year of teaching, she met a student who was deafblind. Faliano took the young girl to music class, and the student would touch each instrument. For example, she'd touch the underside of a drum,
where she could feel the vibration without dampening it. She just had this really innate ability to interact with music, even though she had never heard it.
That inspired Faliano to take more students with hearing loss to music class. She soon saw improvement in their gross motor skills, coordination, and academics. She and another teacher tried to find hearing-inclusive music programs outside of school, but they came up with nothing. They ended up creating their own music and dance classes. But before they could do that, they needed something that would make the music accessible to those who are deaf and hard of hearing. They landed on bone conduction technology because it would transcribe the low notes, high notes, in-between notes, shifting notes, all of them, into distinctly different vibrations. They eventually commissioned a design team to build out a bone conduction dance floor.
So this song's pretty bass heavy. I'll change it to like some orchestral music. It's really interesting to feel like string instruments on the floor.
It almost like tickles.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I like that.
So it's different than a bass sensation you would feel. It really, you can more feel the cadence of the song, and you can feel the sensation that there's more than one instrument playing.
Does it sound weird to say that this actually feels like a violin?
No, it does not sound weird at all. I could play piano next, and I hear often that people can feel the keys, or you can feel the guitar string being plucked.
Faliano suggests I sit on the floor to feel the piano track.
Yeah, I see what you mean by you could like almost feel the piano keys being pressed. Like it's like a similar, it's...
The vibrations like on the back sides of my legs aren't like static. It's not like it's simply vibrating up and down, but rather I can feel the vibrations move across the parts of my body connected directly to the floor. It's like fingers gliding across a piano. Today, Faliano is teaching a class for kids and teens from Megan's Place. This is a Denver area organization that offers after-school, evening, and weekend care for minors with physical and developmental disabilities. The dancers from Megan's Place go through head rolls, body isolations. They start to move across the floor. Faliano pulls out scarves for the young dancers to move and sway with.
All right, I want you to take your scarves and I want you to put them up above you.
All the while, the bone conduction floor pulsates below, sending vibrations up the dancers' bodies and wheelchairs. You can also feel the beat at Brewability in the South Denver suburb of Englewood. The brewery and pizzeria employs people with disabilities. It promotes accessibility in its physical space, too. And because live music has long been a central fixture at Brewability, management had a Feel the Beat bone conduction dance floor installed last year. On this Saturday night, musician Kelechi Onyebuchi plays a solo set. Mark McDonald, who is hard of hearing, sits cross-legged on the floor. He gently pulls his 6-year-old son, Braden, onto his lap. Braden, who is hearing, wears noise-canceling headphones this close to the PA system. They sit on the floor like this, swaying ever so slightly to the song's melodic vibrations. McDonald later tells me in an email that the floor feels great. His wife is deaf, and he and his family come to Brewability as often as they can. He describes the vibrations as an extension of the music. He loves the physical connection it provides to each song, and writes, quote, "It is similar to the physical touch of another person, like an embrace, hug, or massage." Brewability owner Tiffany Fixter says it's been interesting to witness people's responses to the floor.
You know, even adults with autism lay on the floor and just love the vibration. We've had, you know, little kids that are experiencing music for the first time. And honestly, just even if you don't have a disability, I think it just adds to the overall experience of music.
Brewability turns on the floor during live music performances, so people with a hearing impairment can dance along to the beat with everyone else. Stephanie Silvestain soon takes to the floor with a coworker. Sylvestine works behind the bar at Brewability. And right now, she beams as her colleague raises an arm to spin her.
What does it feel like when you dance
on it? It feels like good vibration. You just feel your feet with it, and you can just dance with it. And I love it so much.
Jacob Ruth steps away briefly from working in the kitchen. He's eager to talk about the floor, but not about how it feels. He wants to talk about what it represents, because he hears a lot of talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And he supports all of that, but also...
Sometimes I'm wondering, what's that inclusion for the, you know, people with disabilities? So if we're trying to preach this message now, what are the actions from everybody else when they talk about it?
Basically, he wants to make sure people with disabilities aren't left out of these conversations, and that more actions are taken, like installing a vibrating dance floor, to ensure all kinds of experiences, including art, are inclusive. That might take some creativity around thinking about what other senses you can engage, whether that's making a painting tactile, or audio description for dance, or feeling the vibrations of music. But it was unanimous among those I spoke to. Putting inclusivity at the forefront can make the art experience better for everyone. For Sound and Vision, I'm Stephanie Wolf in Denver.
And that was Sound and Vision. Check out our recent episode on issues around accessibility at music venues and stages for wheelchair users.
There's been situations where I've been chariot carried through an audience, and you know, there's been situations that I've been dropped down side stairs, going up to stages, and kind of every scenario imaginable.
That's in a recent Sound and Vision podcast episode we published on November 28th. And thanks for listening. Before you go, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, rate it, review it, or share an episode with a friend. It all helps spread the word that this podcast exists and is worthy of someone else's time. You can also help support this show financially with a one-time $20 donation at kexp.org/sound. Thanks so much.